Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Sunday, January the 8th, all day long for 2023. And we're blessed and privileged to have Reverend Michelle Senegal with us here today. Thank you for joining us at Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who wish to develop their spirit, mind, and body. I'm going to ask you to participate with me in reading our mission and our vision statement. Hopefully you should be able to see that. And so together we say the mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. So it is. And our foundation statement, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. And so I would like to invite Bonnie Sermons to share with us today the daily word.
Good morning, my Unity family. The daily word reading for today is entitled Freedom. And I affirm, the divine presence within guides me to freedom. At times, I may feel hemmed in by circumstances, limited by lack of opportunity, or faced with an unwelcome situation and no good choice. When that happens, I may feel anything but free. Rather than despair, I find my freedom in God and the limitless expression of my divinity. Shifting my perspective from the limits of the world to the expanse and perfection of spirit, peace fills me. I relax and remember that no earthly trouble is greater or more enduring than God. I claim the power of God and feel a strength beyond mere human strength as, moment by moment, I release limiting beliefs and reclaim the power I had given to my problems. Spirit lives in me and as me. This truth is my freedom. And today's scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Thank you, Bonnie. Great backdrop for the word freedom, too.
Thank you.
So I mentioned earlier when we were getting started that we have the pleasure of Reverend Michelle Senegal with us again today. We don't even call her a guest speaker anymore because she is so much a part of our family that she just is a special speaker. She actually has been around here for so long that I don't remember when she wasn't around here. She did some of her internship when she was becoming a minister with CSL with our center, has done many special projects, Sunday services, courageous conversations. She's an author and is getting ready to have a new book come out, which I hope she'll tell us a little bit about today. But I just want to welcome her today to share with us Listen and then also the White Stone Ceremony a little bit later. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much, April, and hello, Unity family. It's so nice to be with you all and to start a year off in this way. Listen. And so you all are all primed and ready for that, so let's get to it. I've received a lot of gifts this holiday season. I'm sure you all did too. But in my quiet time, the realization that I came to was that I believe the greatest gift that we could ever receive is our ability to listen and to hear God. Mahatma Gandhi said that God speaks to us every day, only we don't know how to listen. If you already possess this ability, then let's own that skill even more today. And we'll do that by using our imagination. So I want you all to begin by transporting your thinking back to biblical times. Now, that shouldn't be hard because nativity scenes were everywhere during the holidays. So just reflect on some of those nativity scenes. So you're back thousands of years ago. And so now I want you to imagine that you are witnessing a conversation between Moses and his wife, Zipporah. So she's cooking over the campfire, and Moses saunters in from the wilderness, and he says, "Zipporah." And she says, "Yes." And he says, "I was out with my sheep this morning, and I saw a bush. And the bush was on fire. And it actually spoke to me." "Really? What did it say, Moses?" "It said, pack up your family, move them to Egypt, and leave the Hebrews out of slavery." So what do you think Zipporah would say if they had that conversation? Would it be, "Yes, Moses, let's just pack up right away, and we can leave after dinner"? Probably not. But according to scripture, that happened. And it happened 1,000 years ago, and people today believe that God really spoke to Moses and to other famous characters in the Bible, instructing them step by step through the course of history. The Bible is the word, and generation after generation didn't question whether the prophets literally heard the voice of God. Today, if we said that the bush spoke to us and we were outside of our spiritual community, people might want to lock us up. They might say, this person is strange. There are countless stories today, however, in the news, whereby we hear people making claims that a lot think are ridiculous, saying that, you know, God told them to do certain things. And we also have heard people allege that when they committed some heinous crime that God told me to do it. When we have epiphanies, we may feel a little uncomfortable sharing them with other people, claiming that we receive divine guidance, because it raises doubts in the minds of people who don't think in the same way. And you know what? It might even raise our own doubts. Jesus, the Christ, taught that the Father is within us, always and everywhere present. And we know that the Bible's vivid descriptions of prophets hearing God's voice was the voice of intuition. And what is intuition but our inner knowing? Unfortunately, there are many inner voices that are competing for our attention, such as the voice of ego, the voice of fear, the voice of anger and disappointment. There are a number of ways that impressions are made upon us. When we are divinely guided, the impressions that are made on our spirit, they come from on high. However, it's hard sometimes for us to make the distinction. Is this my mind, or is this the mind of God that is instructing me to do something. How do we know when it's not coming from our own egos? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, the scripture reads, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." What I'm referring to is taking authority over our thoughts and obeying the nature of Christ. And so what that means is anything that we are compelled to do, that we think that God is encouraging us to do, it does no harm to anyone else. Instead, what we are asked to do is usually for our highest good and the good of everyone else involved. Our relationships, our lifestyles, our jobs might even change radically as we start to be more obedient to divine guidance, trusting that this guidance, God wants the best for us and knows only the good. So how do we know when it's Spirit speaking? When everything falls into place, when the doors of opportunity open miraculously, when there's no struggle, and the universe rushes to provide and fulfill our every need. Often, when we get these epiphanies or these impulses, we may not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. However, with our faith and putting our trust in the divine, more is revealed to us as we carry out our instruction. A third way that we know that it's the voice of God speaking to us is when we find ourselves suddenly wanting to do something we never dreamed of. We may be more surprised than anyone where we end up when we take the steps that we are being guided to take. And we might find, wow, that was so enjoyable. I am so at peace now. I'm so glad I listened to my intuition. I also know, and you may know too, that it's in those times when I get those impulses and I don't act on them, and then something not to my liking happens, and then I always go back to, I should have followed my first mind. However, when we learn to listen, to trust, and to accept, we don't have those regrets. Like, I really wish I would have acted on that impulse when it first came to me. A fourth way that we can know that something is from on high is we may be guided to fulfill a lifelong desire. Something that we knew would stretch us, something that we might even think is not possible. But then when we begin to undertake it, everything that we need begins to show up as we need it. Perfect timing. A fifth way is that we may experience love, joy, and truth. Even though when we are acting on divine guidance, that's not saying that there won't be challenges. There will be, but we also have the wherewithal to overcome those challenges. And we might be wondering, did Spirit abandon me on this journey? I'm out here now. Did God forsake me? However, when we trust deeply with every aspect of our being, even when those obstacles arise, and we continue to follow our first mind, our intuition, we start to experience this feeling this feeling of peace, this feeling of, yes, this is the right thing to do. This feeling of gratitude that I did listen. And the destination hasn't even been reached, but on the journey, we start to express our godlike nature more. We start to positively impact the places and spaces where we show up. So even in the journey, we feel and know that we are blessed. And then the sixth way, the greatest gift is stopping the questioning, just truly just following the voice of God, because we know with absolute conviction what is ours to do. For some of us, we possess that ability, that deep knowing, because of our frequent communion with God. And when we're guided throughout our lives, we come to rely on it. We look for it completely in every situation. Then there are others who are more doubtful, and they may struggle questioning whether they're on the right path or whether they actually heard God, or was that the voice of God? Maybe I misinterpreted. Am I accurate in my understanding of what I'm being called to do? Those individuals usually don't feel the reverence and the resonance of God's voice as distinctly as those with that inner knowing. And as for the doubters, here's the good news. If the instruction was God ordained, it won't let you quit. Quit on the idea. It will stay with you. It will just plague you. It's always there. Just won't go away. Even time can pass and it's still there. You can't shrug it off. And I know this firsthand. There's no escaping divine instruction. Even though we may wrestle with or question or even argue, now, that's not correct. Or is it? Should I follow this? Should I do this? I believe that God will nudge us until we build that ark, or we lead those enslaved people out of Egypt. In my case, it's telling my story as a widow for nearly 29 years. And not just my story, but giving voice to other widows. Why? Because something happened. When we move from being married to being widowed, and what happens to a lot of us is our voices and our experiences are erased. So God told me, you know, you need to dignify the voice of widows, yourself included. And so I never had the courage before to speak of my husband's suicide, at least not publicly. But I found the words. And as I began the writing, I knew that actually the book was writing me, because the words just came so easily. The experiences just came so easily that I could relate back to, and even current day experiences in drawing comparisons. So I'm not going to spoil it by telling you some of those, but I will say this one hint. If you go and you see the amazing play Death of a Salesman, that was my husband's story too. And so I pulled from that, and I was able to make those comparisons in the book. Now, another way that I know when spirit is speaking to me is when I'm in nature. And this may be true for many of you as well. I haven't heard the burning bush speak to me as of yet, but I'm deeply comforted by the sunsets. I'm exhilarated by thunderstorms. I feel hopeful at the sight of a rainbow. Then I know that spirit is speaking me through nature. In the end, the only choice, if we truly are believers, if we truly are truth seekers, the only choice we have is to listen, to trust, and then execute. Hearing the voice of God is useless if we hear it, but we don't really listen, or we don't take heed. In taking heed, in being obedient, means that we get about the business of doing God's will, right where we are. So I'm going to share with you the listening prayer. You know it. The listening prayer is actually asking for God's guidance and then pausing long enough to hear it. This occurs during the times of silence, giving the Lord the opportunity to speak. The listening prayer is a practice whereby we focus our time on intentional, purposeful, deep listening. This is very important because if we want the consciousness of the Christ to penetrate through our human consciousness, then we have to listen with that level of intention. And what I know is that the rewards are great. We make better choices. We make right choices, wise choices. And the Bible also invites us to make a request of God for the wisdom that we need in every situation. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, says that if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. There's another scripture that invites us to listen, and it is John 10, chapter 10, verse 27. And it says, "My sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So, metaphysically, what are sheep? They are the natural life that flows into our consciousness from Christ. They're pure, they're innocent, they're harmless beings. And when we too open our minds and we listen, we open the gates of heaven right here on earth. This scripture from the book of John is our encouragement. It tells us that hearing the voice of God will be distinguishing the ability to know what truly is of God and what is of the world. And God will keep its sheep blessed, abundant, and in its care. So, what I also know for those of you who are new to meditation and contemplation, one of the ways to begin to incorporate this into your life is a regular practice. And the reason why it's difficult is only because we may not have mastered our ability to control our thoughts. You know, our thoughts might be all over the place. There may be myriad thoughts just, you know, running through our mind. We can do this in a group setting. And oftentimes people start their meditation in group settings. There's usually a guru or, you know, someone who's providing some guidance. And so I will serve in that role in the next couple of minutes. What I want you to do is to just put everything down right now. And I want you to, the best of your ability, to be in this eternal now moment. That's all we have. So being here now, take 3 deep cleansing breaths. You know the significance of the number of 3. It's about completion. Completing what was so that you're fully present to what is right here and right now. Inhale and exhale rhythmically. And I will guide you, and there's going to be a place where I'm going to pause. And that's the place where you have your private conversation with the divine, asking for what it is you need to know. It could be the vision for your life in 2023. It could be your next career. It could be anything. What is it that you need to know? So just be still. Give God's voice the authority over all the other voices, including mine. Father, Mother, Life, you are my life, my help, my protection, perfect fulfillment of my every need, and my highest inspiration. I come to you in the name of the Christ, our brother and way shower, seeking wisdom. And now, your turn to ask God for that which you want wisdom or guidance for. And you might be feeling, no signals coming through. I'm not getting anything. That's okay. You have planted the seeds. And I ask that you just be attuned to the infinite and what you need to know will be revealed to you in ways that you understand. That might even be your request. Spirit, speak to me in ways that I recognize and fully understand. So the seeds have been planted. God is in receipt of your request. Open your hearts and open your minds to receive. the consciousness of the Christ. So that your thoughts, your words, and your actions are in alignment with the divine. They enhance you. They enhance others. And so now, affirmatively, give thanks. You're giving thanks because you may have received in this moment, or you're giving thanks because you know that God answers prayer. God hears your request. God never forsakes. So give thanks for the guidance, for the wisdom, for the instruction, for the word. And as you return back to this time and this place, just release and let go of this prayer because it's perfect and complete. It has made an indelible impression upon the laws of manifestation. So simply let them go, let them be. And so it will be. Amen.